Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I apologize for us being late starting. We had some long-winded pre-meeting people. Not to mention,
exclude yourself?
Myself, of course. Welcome and call to order and welcome to everyone that's here visiting. A special welcome to Rob Fowler, who is the chair of Anglophone South and has come along to see how things should be done. No. He's come along to take notes so that he can tell me how things should be done. So we have the agenda. I have a couple of items, one to add under new business. Stephanie and Jane have an item to bring forward under new business on to do with the Hanwell School. And no, we're not getting one. And I didn't want you to have your hopes up for that long. And I think that's it, just a few things under correspondence. So other than that, are there any suggested changes to the agenda?
Just, again, what's going on under new business, Hanwell and...
Stephanie and Jane have something they want to bring forward on the Hanwell school
Hanwell.
Situation. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hanwell
School. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Welcome to our district members at the back. Would you like to introduce them?
So,
since I just forgot my name a minute ago.
So Wayne Annis is the director of schools for the Fredericton Education Center. Sue Young is our data and accountability supervisor. Jason Humphrey, who's our soon-to-be leaving director of communication. And then I would love to welcome Judy Cole, who is going to be replacing Jason as of next week. So welcome, Judy. It's lovely to see you here. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. You saved Jason because if there hadn't been, and his replacement will be, then might have been some trouble. So other than those items, do we have consent on the agenda? Agenda approved by consent, and the minutes were posted. Any errors or omissions? Seeing none, minutes approved by consent. Minutes of business arising from the minutes. I'm going to be a little bit between business and correspondence, and new business is going to maybe not all fit exactly where it should go. But do you have any new business or business arising from the minutes?
Oh. I do.
Okay.
I think this is where it will fit.
Yes.
Just that I attended a meeting of the Provincial Curriculum and Evaluation Advisory Committee at the department last week for 2 days, and information from that meeting will come out as soon as possible.
Thank you. And you could have done that under committee reports, but you're welcome anywhere at all. Yeah.
Madam Chair, I have a question. So what type of information are we expecting from this committee? What is your work? Because I'm not necessarily familiar.
We have approved a number of curriculum changes. We have looked at the process through which a school or a local course may be developed and the application for that. We had presentations about French immersion and the French immersion program, math, science, language arts. So we had presentations from all of the different coordinators and looking at different processes for approving different courses. And we had a visit from the Assistant Deputy Minister, Chris Treadwell, who talked about his vision for where the department goes and what education might look like. And through that, our committee was given an invitation to attend a think tank next week, which I really don't have a lot of detail about, but it will be held here in Fredericton next week for 2 days.
So now the recommendations you make, do they go to the department?
It is at the department.
So we're waiting for the department to release that.
What has to happen is the committee has to approve the minutes.
Okay.
And so, and we're trying to do that because the protocol for this committee is only to meet 2 to 3 times. Mm-hmm. So we have a meeting now, we set the next meeting to the spring. But in there, we are going to have probably a conference call, and we will approve the minutes through that. So those minutes and any kind of changes that need to take place can be done as quickly as possible. But nothing can be put out there until the minutes have been done. And there would be some things that would have gone to the minister, and so you wait for approval of those.
Thank you. Anyone else? Would you pass this down to
Andrew?
Not Andy, Andrew. I am handing out to the last person, and welcome, Andrew. Just a mini booklet that you can put in your pocket and carry with you on the calls to action from the Truth and Reconciliation. And I was able to manage to get enough for our deck to have so that you can have a glance through them all, along with the ones that apply to education that I referred to in the survey that I sent out. So keep them handy. You may. Did you give him yours? There will be a quiz. And you forgot to remind me. Before we start, I'm sorry. I am sorry. I should have started our meeting by recognizing that we do meet on unceded Willistic Way territory and that our schools are held on unceded territory as well. Apologies again for not recognizing that before we started. Maybe that's where we can do this. We've had recommendations for our empty First Nations seat, and we'll be sending up a name to the minister. So that's exciting news, and we should have that, hopefully have that seat filled soon. School success stories. Have you had a chance to find yours on the list? And Andy, you have to read one this time. Perth Andover Middle. Who do we have? Thank you.
Do you want to introduce myself?
Certainly.
I'm Tanya Adams, and I serve subjects on. So Perth Andover Middle School, they hosted a presentation by Melba Curley on medicine meal teachings relating it to the wellness meal coverage in all health classes. As students walk on our yellow, white, black, and red striped crosswalk, they can reflect what the color symbolizes to our First Nations culture. Perth Andover Middle School students also participated in wheelchair basketball in phys ed classes over the 2 week period presented by Care and New Brunswick Sport and Recreation in the village of Perth Andover. Students learned new strategies for playing a familiar sport while gaining a greater sense of empathy for the challenges faced by those with physical disabilities.
Thank you. Woodstock, Heather.
I'm Heather Hogan. I am Sub-District 3, so Woodstock and Heartland. Students and community partners received the MB Crime Prevention Award on November 9th for the program Ages of Sexual Consent versus Assault. This fits into the PDCP and Family Dynamics curricula. There was a video that they did. It's on YouTube.
Great. Fredericton High School.
FHS, that would be me. And I'm Stephanie, I represent Sub-District 6. Cat's Kitchen at FHS is a universal inclusive food support system for students of Fredericton High. The core committee involves more than 50 volunteer students who run and operate the program under the guidance and leadership of the school's senior members. On average, they serve 150 grab-and-go breakfasts and 125 lunches. They partner with the Fredericton Community Kitchen in their culinary tech class to meet the dietary needs of all students, including those of their newcomers. The FHS production was Grease on November 23rd to 26th, which was an inclusive production involving more than 100 students both on stage and behind the scenes.
Thank you. 100 students all in one place. Yeah. New Maryland Elementary.
I'm Terry Pond, Sub-District 7. K-2 students enjoyed participating in a running club all fall and spring. Older students helped manage that program. We are fortunate this year to have a marathon runner, Ryan O'Shea, join the group. We've added some iPads to our writer makerspace, and students love to move, mix, invent, play as part of their writing process.
Now, Stephanie, you want to slip this in
again?
Again, Stephanie read this last time.
I'll do
a shortened version.
A condensed version, yes. So, Kings Clear Consolidated School, Chapters Indigo adopted Kings Clear Consolidated and granted them $5,574. The students worked on creating bookmarks, posters, works of art, which was then displayed and auctioned off at Chapters. They wrote stories about their favorite books and why reading is important to them. Kings Clear Consolidated entered a partnership with UNB with a PhD student, Norma St. Croix, to work with staff to develop next steps for student achievement in literacy based on student results obtained through standardized tests.
Thanks for condensing.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't add the other part that was in my email.
Lincoln.
Wallace Carr, Sub-District 12. Lincoln Elementary Community School, the Young Entrepreneur Program is about students having fun and gaining real-life career experience as they explore the world of business. They set and achieve goals and develop practical life skills by preparing a business plan, developing products, and designing and marketing material. This was a grant offered by the Department of Education and Early Childhood Development, which our grade 4 teacher applied for and received. The Roots of Empathy program, 9 different themes that focus on the development of the baby, knowledge of the brain, connection between a parent and baby, and then the aspect of empathy where students learn about understanding the feelings of others.
They're working on graduation outcomes there. Thank you, Wallace. Minto.
Faith Kennedy, I'm Sub-District 11. The Minto Elementary and Middle School has established a new student council, creating an opportunity for student voice and engagement. It has had a direct impact on participants' self-worth and sense of belonging. And the breakfast program, enhanced by the licensing of the home ec room kitchens, and the menu has expanded to entice the majority of the student population. We believe nourished bodies result in nourished minds.
Madam Chair, fellow counselors, my name is Mark Malala, I'm from Sub-District 13. At Oromocto High School, culinary technology has been reintroduced after a decades-long absence. Students recently provided a snack for the entire school to go along with the tree lighting ceremony. Students are highly engaged and come with an energy to learn each day. Also, in conjunction with the Oromocto Food Bank, we began a partnership last year where students and our school intervention worker work each week to provide lunch at no cost to those students who would otherwise have none. The bag lunch program from last year has expanded this year to include a hot soup offering made at the food bank and delivered to students at OHS. This initiative, started by our school intervention worker and supported financially by the school, now serves more than 70 students each week. And I will add that the executive director of the Oromocto Food Bank is our own Jane Buckley.
And she's moving in circles all over the place, getting food out to kids. And And their families in return, yes. Thank you very much. And just a note that if the schools or if you have pictures that could go with any of these success stories, then send those in and Jason for a day or two will put them up. And I'm sure he's going to pass on all these things he has to do for us to his replacement. Jane.
Judy.
Judy.
I should get a high five.
We have a problem with age-related name problems here at this end of the table. And Catherine just hasn't always been able to rise, but sometimes she can help us out. She doesn't always know when we've forgotten somebody's name, so... correspondent. Oh, and did you see the picture of me with Santa?
No. Yes.
What is the Twitter beep?
It's
that
on the ASDW Limelight.
The Limelight. Yeah. He told me I had to keep my room neat. I'm in trouble. But he was a very nice man. Correspondence. I sent out to you and in three different emails, which I apologize for, to the principals because I didn't have a list of the chairs, and it was easiest for Carol's replacement to send them to the principals this time around. So a survey that the stakeholder engagement on Objective 6 in the TRC education objectives would like to have answered. What we're looking for in this survey is primarily responses from PSSC and DEC members. So far, I've received one from a DEC member and three from teachers who happen to be on PSSC committees as their staff representative. So please encourage, Heather was the one. And
that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
hence my rambling.
Can you pat her on the back?
So I would appreciate it if you could encourage your PSSCs to do that. Now, there was a problem. The first email had a link that didn't work. It worked on Sunday night, then it changed, so I had to send out a second one with the new link, and I made a mistake. Instead of sending a new email, I replied, and in my reply, the attachment didn't go. The attachment was the survey. So if someone says to you, I got that, but I didn't get the survey, Carol sent it out again, everything, all three things.
It makes me feel so much better.
Life works better when Carol's here fixing my mistakes, yes. So please encourage your PSSC members to fill those out. And we also sent it on to Anglophone South, and they got that out right away. We had a message that there will be midlife studies done on Carlton North and Woodstock High School. So that's good news. Anything you want to add to that?
No. Do they get solar panels too?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay. I just thought it was.
I can check on that to confirm if you'd like me to.
This, do you mind if I ask?
No, go ahead.
FHS.
Sorry.
That was amazing how she did that.
Ventriloquist, we are.
Sorry.
So this, the solar panels at FHS were not part of their midlife.
Yes, they were.
Mm.
No, they were.
No,
they
this
were.
Is a pilot project.
Oh, okay.
If I may,
go ahead.
It's a specific project done by Department of Transportation and Infrastructure. It's not related to the capital budget from the department, nor is it, I think they're taking advantage of the fact that they're doing some work there and adding it, but it's an initiative of the Department of Transportation and Infrastructure. It's that, and I believe New Maryland as well.
Yes, it is.
So conversations would have to be had with DTI.
So who would have those conversations?
You.
Pardon?
You did the survey, you do it.
What survey?
is Woodstock High looking for panels?
Oh, I don't. The question was asked to me is because FHS had the solar panels, and I'm looking at Andy because the two schools are getting their midlife. What is it?
Upgrades.
Yeah, exactly.
Studies.
So, studies.
Not the upgrades, they're getting studies.
Woodstock got lighting and sprinklers all through their school. Mm-hmm.
They're not having crises, they're just getting studies.
Right. But is who would do the talking to DTI if that would. Because it would make sense that if we're looking at renewable energy and going off the grid, it would make sense when.
I mean, the chair on behalf of the council, you could make a request or a reference to DTI.
Okay, we'll do that. As many as possible.
What would you think, Andy?
I agree with you.
Thank you.
And you're making a note of that, Madam Superintendent?
In all seriousness, I think it's a really...
Yes. Do you have enough snow, enough sun up north there to...
Activate a solar panel.
Is there something in the chicken butt pie?
I think the appropriate word was in the middle.
Okay, we have the item that I added to the agenda under new business. Stephanie and Jane have something they would like to bring forward.
Okay, well, I was a little surprised to learn that someone from the Hanwell School Committee had received a letter from government saying that there is no money for a new school. I knew about that, but that he should continue to work with the DEC to help us understand the needs of his community. But, well, it seems to me that we do understand the needs of our communities, and in fact, the DEC has made Leo Hayes, the tech wing, our number one priority, and Hanwell School the second, and yet government continues to ignore. So I found this letter very odd that he would say to continue to work with us since we've already set it as a priority. And, we've had Ernst & Young tell us that a school is really needed there. They've recommended that that's the desirable location. So I'm just going to remain hopeful that the better instincts of government will prevail and that they'll consider and try to align their priorities with DEC. Jane?
So, and the only thing I would like to add to that, I am pretty sure, and I'm sure of people who have more knowledge about this than I do will correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that that once the DEC has made a decision in the capital budget, that decision lays fully in the hands of the government. And I take objection almost to the fact that Mr. McLaughlin has written a letter directly to the Hanwell group telling them or in implying that the DEC still had some say in this situation.
We had our say. We made it our priority,
yeah.
I think.
But
I
to
think
come back to us, to bring it back to us at this point,
yes.
it doesn't seem like it's procedural.
I agree wholeheartedly, and certainly our work is done, and that implies that it's not, and there's nothing more for us to do. We've given them all the information they needed, so, and it's not really our domain, but the letter was a little bit disappointing that, you know, someone, I guess at the department, but the education minister wouldn't take time to meet with the mayor of a municipality. I don't even think the deputy mayor was available. So that's between them, but it's certainly, you know, I'm not impressed with the department that they wouldn't meet with a mayor.
Yeah.
Maybe if they had a few more hundred people, I don't know. It just kind of reeks a little bit of a brush off that, you know, it's not important to them. I'm disappointed in the department on their reaction there. I know it takes time. I think we're going to get a new school. I think it's going to be in Hanwell. But, I mean, that letter was not well thought out. And, you know, and I know Ms. McLaughlin, I'm a little disappointed in it.
I understand all of those points and agree with them. At the same time, that doesn't mean we can't continue talking with the people of Hanwell and looking at what we gave as information, and is there anything different that we need to add that could make a case for the school in Hanwell a better one? That doesn't mean we shouldn't keep talking.
Right.
Obviously, somebody thinks there's something missing. We didn't get it this year. However, there is a limited pot of money. And one other piece of communication. Anyone else have any comments to make on that?
I think I do.
Okay.
I think I may have an objection to your comment.
Yeah, we're going to fight.
No, I think that the point that Stephanie made, and I followed up, and Mark followed up, and I think that's where it could have ended, because I'm hearing some defense.
Not defense. Regrouping and thinking. Okay, it didn't happen. What can we do? Is there anything that we can do?
So the point is the point is about the letter that was sent.
Okay.
So.
And your point is well made.
Yeah.
So we could stop that discussion there.
Sorry.
And then we could start a new discussion on could we do anything. Maybe I can make it after the public comments, because we might have a public comment that I could add to. Wallace?
Was we CC'd on that letter?
Mark, how
did
you get a copy
about
of
it?
I saw
it on Facebook.
The reason I was asking is, I mean, if we were CC'd on that letter, we should almost send a reply back.
Oh, we weren't.
No, we were not.
No,
okay.
No. Just.
And I'm quite confident the mayor of Hanwell had a reply.
Good.
Okay. Welcome, Jay. You thought you'd slip in there and we wouldn't see you. Okay. One other piece of communication, and I'll get you to think about it and reply back to me. Through Stephanie, we've had a list of questions from one of the PSSCs from Connaught Street asking about half-day public learning events. And because those half-day events are a provincial initiative and not within our mandate, we're not going to address those questions ourselves, but should you have professional learning? What did I say?
Public.
Public learning. It might as well be public. should you have PSSCs that are bringing those topics to the table in your meetings, your PSSC meetings, then please let me know. You could go back and look at minutes if you haven't been to all the meetings. Let me know, and I will definitely ask for it to be put on the agenda the next time we meet with the minister or the deputy. And the superintendent has offered to do the same thing. So hopefully we'll have answers for those questions, and you can let your PSSC know that.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Professional learning, half-day events. Okay. I think we're down to superintendent monitoring report.
So our monitoring report this evening is on academic excellence, so it's ER2. And you want to steal it? The policy states that each student, in keeping with their abilities and gifts, complete high school with the foundation of learning. And the priorities that have been established within this policy from the DEC include literacy, numeracy, and science, critical thinking, promoting teaching excellence, and extending student learning. So in the written report that you have received, there are a number of initiatives and projects that have been shared with you that strengthen the teaching practices around your priorities. Typically at this time, we would share
the provincial assessment results for reading, grade 2, grade 6 reading, reading math and science, grade 9 ELPA, and the French proficiency. Those have not been made public yet. So we can, this report comes back up in May, so I can report on those in May when this policy comes back up, or if you prefer, as soon as those become public, we can provide those to you in a public DEC meeting. So that would be a decision that the DEC can make. I do want to bring your attention to the one-pager that was passed out. This is data that we have in our district improvement plan, and there has been an addition to that. It hasn't gone on a document that's uploaded to our website because we haven't updated that document, but I wanted to bring your attention to the exit survey. An exit survey is completed by the graduates that are leaving our system, and because the policy talks about students leaving our systems with their abilities and gifts, I'd like you to bring just a couple of things. My school experience was academically challenging. So we've gone from 68.5% to 67.9%, so a slight increase. My school experience encouraged me to want to learn. This was a decrease, so 64.6% to 66.9%. And then I'm satisfied with the quality of education received in school, and 79.4% to 75.1%. One of the goals we have in our DIP is around school engagement and focusing on student voice to allow them to have ownership of their own learning. So looking at this data, that is one of the steps that we're taking, a focus on student engagement and formative assessment, teaching students how to be engaged in setting their own goals and understanding strategies that they can put in place so they're not totally reliant on their classroom teachers, but they can voice their own goals and steps in order to reach those goals. So that's just some of the data that we have been working on and with. Questions? Wallace?
This is my learning is interrupted by the behavior problems. Mm-hmm. We've gone from 2011-12, 29.5%. We're now at 41.6%. And actually, it's a 6% increase since last year, 35.9. So just wondering if that's something that we should be.
We are with our positive learning and working environment plans. So we are creating some strategies around how to create that positive learning and working environment, focusing on supporting teachers with instructing students on how to respond. So we are working through that with our positive learning and working environment.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, Mark.
Just to follow up to that, actually, if you look at it, it's 29 and 11, 12, but then it jumps to 42, and it's 42, 42, 42, 35, 9, or 36, and then back to almost 42. So it seemed like a jump that stayed there, went down for 1 year,
and then came back up.
So is there something happened in 2012, 13 that we, the history gods remember, or what? Or,
it's a good question, but.
So I guess in follow up to that, And I ask this with no preconceived idea of what the answer is. We have a positive, mm-hmm. plan, and I've been on provincial committee, so I know it's been active for a while. So for me, when I hear that, it's a very good answer, by the way. But it's like we've had that plan in place the whole time. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking, is there something else? It's kind of like. It's not like you guys haven't been doing it and trying and doing whatever, but you know, is there something different? Is there something, I just don't know. I guess I don't know the answer. But you know what I mean? It's kind of like he's been doing it anyway. It's not like it's not all of a sudden you're going to start doing something because of this. You've been working on it this whole time, and there's a lot of good things to report as well. But, so I guess that's, what's the answer?
And behavior is a complex issue, yeah. Right? As we all know around the table, and it's sometimes based on context. Yeah. So the data that we are using district-wide is to support schools throughout our district. And when we say we've been working on it for a number of years, we started really focusing on the district education, or district positive learning environment plan, about 4 years ago. So, and there has been a tremendous growth in schools around that focus in on creating that positive learning environment plan. And it is focused on adult behavior, not so much on students, but how to respond appropriately to a student. What are the different components of a positive learning environment plan? So there's safety as opposed to institutional environment. School improvement. There's about five components that we're focused on. So I think we're getting better every year, but we're still in the early stages. If you think we've been working at it for about 4 or 5 years with intention. I think we've always done it, but now we're really focused with intention.
Another question?
Sure.
So assessment results are not released yet.
Correct.
Does anyone have access to them? Because, I mean, obviously you're teaching now, you're working now. Do you just have access at all on the district level until they're released? Is there anything you have access to? Because obviously it's a tool, and it's like, no, we're not giving that tool yet. So I understand sometimes they're not released publicly for different reasons, but what access do you have to that information now, if any?
We have been shared, but they are embargoed.
Okay.
And I know that they are trying to create some graphs for us right now, with because they've delineated at in the past between female and male and French immersion, and Sue may be able to talk specifically about how they separate the data for us. So there, I think they're still working on that before they are released publicly.
So is that more an exercise in presentation? Not necessarily, because the data's there and you guys have it to work with. I'm assuming you're making decisions based on that data already.
We have started, yes. Yeah.
So is it just they want to present it right for the general public? Like, I guess I wonder why.
Why the that would be a question that we would have to send down to the department, because it's their... they're working on it, and we haven't been provided details about why the delay.
So would you say right now that you've received all the data?
No, no.
So, and have they given a specific reason?
No, no. And we have asked on a about every other day, I'm looking at Sue behind you, to see when, if it's coming, and can we present, and they're still working on it, is the information that we have been receiving.
And this data would have come to the department when? When would they?
The assessments would have taken place last spring, in May and early June.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, who's holding them accountable? I really have a problem with the department. They are the Department of Education. So you would think that we would have the tools as soon as possible into the hands of the actual educators, and the quicker we have it, and the more complete that information. So certainly no reflection on you, but, you know, Madam Chair, I would like to voice, I guess, my concern with their delay on data. And I mean, I've been through it all. This is not the first time it's been delayed. They've delayed budgets. But, I mean, this is assessment data we need for education, and we know there's a problem with assessment results in the past in certain areas. And so they just need to get it done. And the fact that they're not communicating specifically why, there's an accountability problem. They think they're an island to themselves, and they don't owe us as elected officials reasons, I think, is is unfortunate, and I think they owe the province, and I think they owe educators, and I'm not impressed with the delay. That's my opinion.
Would you be looking for a letter, or would you be happy with me taking it to the
It's up to the other counselors, but expressing a concern on behalf of the DAC that this data is needed in the hands of educators as soon as possible would be something that would be very much in favor.
A letter?
No, just communication.
Just communication. Okay. Heather wanted to speak.
As I just mentioned, I was at the department for 2 days for meetings, and one of the presentations, or several of the presentations, and I agree, having the provincial data is important, but I also believe that teachers are collecting data every single day. Teachers don't use that provincial data to write the report cards that they just sent out. Those children have moved on already. So this provincial data is going to be a systems check. So each district is going to be looking at that data and looking at how to change it or how to improve it. But I disagree in terms of schools are still going on every day, and teachers are using assessment data every day. So to get this provincial data, which is a snapshot of one point in time, is a piece of the puzzle. It's not the whole puzzle. So I think we need to look at that as for what it's worth, and I think it's an important thing because it's a comparison across the province. But I think, too, that every day when teachers are using the curriculum and the focus of this district is looking at formative and summative assessment, I think we have to realize that that's going on all the time. So getting this provincial data, yes, people will look at it, and schools will look at it, and districts will look at it and interpret it and make plans from there. But to think that assessments are not going on all the time,
right.
They are.
Did someone say they're not going on?
No, no, but you're saying schools have to have that. I'm sure.
Do they not?
As a classroom teacher? As a classroom teacher?
I'm just asking because you're chatting with me. Do they not have to have it? How important is it on the scale?
It's a piece of puzzle. And I'm not going to give it a number, but I can tell you from having gone through provincial assessments, mm-hmm. watching my kids do it, I have kind of a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay? It's one piece of the puzzle. So I'm not discounting it, but the thing is that you don't get individual results, okay? So, you know, teachers can
do
look
they get
at
results by classroom.
Okay, you need to direct yeah. your comments for me.
Sorry,
please.
I'm not going to get into that. I just wanted to say that assessments are one piece of the puzzle, and that schools are using, as according to our DIP and the school improvement plans, assessment using formative and summative data is another part of the mm-hmm. puzzle. The other part I wanted to mention.
Before you go there, okay. Will you still be happy with me commenting on and communicating that we are disappointed in the delay of release of data?
I
do you want us to vote on that, or are you passionate about that?
I think
he's okay.
My fellow colleague needs to answer that because.
No, he's asked and I've said I will do that, but I didn't ask the rest of the deck. So I'm asking you if you're saying, no, that's not where we want to go, and then the rest of the deck has to think about that.
I guess I just, you know, I don't, I'm not going to second guess why the data has not come out yet.
Are you all right with me expressing
sure,
a concern?
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay.
Sure.
Does anyone else want to speak to that before we move on to Heather's next point? No? Okay, thanks. Go ahead.
Sorry, my second point, Madam Chair, is concerning the behavior part of the exit survey.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to that, I think sometimes when we look at this, and it's graduates are given the opportunity to do it. So
correct.
It's from the student point of view. And when you have a question like my learning is interrupted by the behavior problems of other students, that ranges from there to there. So I think there's a lot of interpretation in that type of question, and to try and nail it down is a really, really hard thing. And I think there is some education to be had. We have the adults trying to work with the students, but it's also educating the students on behaviors. I think we, you know, because we don't know how students are interpreting the behavior problems of other students. We don't even know what that interpretation means. So I think it's the data is so close. And maybe it was dipped down a little bit last year, but I don't really see that we can read a whole lot into that. We just have to keep trying to do what we do. Our schools do.
Thank you. Not even, no. And my comment would be that a consistent line of 42% is a concern. But that would be my comment.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to say to that, or
the concern about the 42? Yeah. again, it's our role as district to continue our work around positive learning environments and to focus in on those school and positive learning environment plans. And this is a conversation that is happening at Senior and Min about how to go back and support administrators and schools with developing and strengthening those plans, and the use of data, because it is curious with the 41%, as Heather said. So how do we dig into that to really figure out what that means, and can we correlate it with other data points that come from our school?
Mm.
Yeah, because we can hypothesize, but again, it could be. This is district-wide data. Can we get into schools to see, okay, what does Woodstock High look like? What does Carleton North look like? And look at the high school specifically. Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you. Any other questions on the report? I will comment that should the assessment results on this, although noting again that they are only a small piece of the puzzle. If we want a report from the superintendent that includes the assessment results, then we may need to delay that report in coming years, look at a different timing for it. And she asked earlier tonight why we had this reported on twice. And Jane said, because assessments came out at different times through the year. So I think that was a good answer.
Made sense.
Any other comments on that, on whether we should look at asking the policy committee to suggest we have it reported on once a year, or do you want to think about that and come back in January with that? Mark needs to think about it.
Okay. And if the assessment's out, we could always discuss it other, maybe in February public.
Or January public.
Yeah.
Yeah. February public, right. That's great. Mm-hmm. Answer too. Why not? Okay. Where are we?
Heather reports.
Committee reports. Heather has given her report. Policy committee. Sean's not here tonight. Did he ask somebody to report for the policy committee?
He didn't, but he did remind us last meeting that there would be no meeting between now and then because of his travels.
Right. So we will expect a report from the policy committee in January. At the working session, or you don't know because your chair's not here?
I think he said we were going to meet early January.
Where is our working session in January?
Woodstock. full committee term.
So that's hard for your committee to meet beforehand, right? So I'm looking at Mark. Who else? Stephanie?
Wallace.
Wallace.
We're a pretty dedicated bunch.
So you go up there early to Woodstock and beg Jay to let you have a room to meet in. Okay, just remember that for the van. The van rental, yeah. Thank you, and I don't, do you have a report? I know you're on committees.
No, I haven't got any dates for DHAC. I know that.
Your name was submitted.
I know it was submitted, but okay. I haven't heard anything from either of the either of the committees.
Okay.
They are aware that you're going to participate.
They're in shock.
Probably.
Trying to find a way to say we don't want him, but.
I just haven't figured it out yet.
Right. Do we have any other committee reports? Are you looking at your little book, Mark?
Reading a verse.
Reading a verse. Jane already pointed one out to me, but I'm not going to tell you what it was in reference to. Something about people telling the truth. public comments. Do we have any comments from the public tonight? Deferring to later? No one else?
We're waiting for the poster.
I know, it's just an anxiety. I want to build this, right?
Probably got fingerprints on it now.
So I guess I'll introduce myself to the person visiting from Maryland South. My name is Darren Penzi. I'm the deputy mayor of Hamwell.
He's our groupie.
Yeah, I go to pretty much every deck meeting. I'm on a lot of committees, too, so I have nothing better to do than go to committee meetings. So actually my second term as deputy mayor, but somebody likes me anyway.
Yeah.
Couple quick comments then. So on the letter from the minister, it floored us. It was directed to mayor and council. The school for Hamwell citizens group picked up on it on social media and ran with it. And that may or may not have been a good thing because, well, for one, the province doesn't seem to know their own process, which is really disappointing and concerning. They're telling us to go back to the deck, but that they should know better than that. The fact that they wouldn't give us a meeting with not only the minister or the deputy minister, but pushed us off to the assistant deputy minister is also a bit concerning. It means it kind of shows that it's not really a priority to them. So that's not good. Number two thing, I'll come over here so everybody can see it. I have a gift for the deck. Actually, you guys can have this. We've kicked off the next phase of her, because of course it wasn't in the capital funding for next year. We kicked off our next phase of social media, so you may see things like this around the city.
And around the city?
Around the city as well, because of course there's the fight between the city and Hamwell as to where this will go if it ends up being built. I'll also notice that the number is 450 and not 625, give or take, which is the actual number. And it's because we're focusing on the K to 8 range, not everybody's being bused because they're out of scope, right? So we have our website information on here and some hashtags and stuff for social media. So it's making its rounds, obviously. Mark's probably seen it in social media and the other stuff. And you guys can have this. What you do with it, of course, is up to you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so we're not letting go, but we're going to keep pushing to see what happens.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Does anyone have any comments for that public comment? And thank you very much. And do we have any other? No?
Well, I would have a comment according to that poster. A technical question, first of all. The size of that poster, can that be scanned or could we receive a digital copy? And if we could, and obviously I'm just showing it out, would the deck send that to the minister and say, we support the community?
Yes, it says that we should show our
support. I wouldn't support that.
Okay.
No?
No? No, I wouldn't. No. Until Leo Hayes gets a tech wing.
Oh, well, that's
right.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, and I should mention that I, because Jane couldn't get up the stairs again. Jane hurt her knee, so she's been, you remember when we were in Woodstock and she couldn't come? So, because Woodstock apparently doesn't have an elevator for people that need to go upstairs. So I attended the Leo Hayes DSSC meeting in her place, and they are planning a campaign to a letter writing campaign that hopefully will address the need for their wing.
And I think to speak to Jane's concern, I think it's right to say what she said. You know, if they had something for us that we could support, and then we can do a letter to piggyback, you know, the number one and number two priority appropriately.
I would support that.
Yeah,
yes.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so I don't have to do a letter right away. You work on that.
I'll work.
Okay. But in the meantime, could you scan that, mm-hmm. and then we'll have it in our memories.
I have a smaller version. I wish I have several different versions. I can get them all and send them off to Carol.
Do you have an you have an electronic one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, great.
All right,
thank
great.
You.
Thank you. Should have thought of that.
He did.
They're a smart bunch out there. And they don't need a school. No, but I said that. don't print that.
Then put that in the minutes.
So, we won't meet again until January the 11th, and that's a working session. January 25th is our next meeting, and we are in Woodstock twice?
Yes.
Wow.
In January.
Yes. I guess the 11th and 25th. Won't be any storms in January.
We drove to Woodstock.
I did.
Sean
drove back.
Sean drove back. Yes. Just clarifying that when Jane couldn't get to Woodstock, we were able to find someone who was capable of driving the van there and back again. So.
But we missed your witty repartee.
Thank you.
Yes. Wasn't nearly as funny. We had to sit in the back seat. Some sexist business going on there. The women had to sit in the back, and men got to drive. But anyway,
hey, don't put that in the middle.
No.
I move we adjourn.
Thank you.
Meeting adjourned.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Merry
holidays.
Christmas.
Yes.
See you all next year.
Can we check with Jason about that?
Kimberly.
Yeah.
Jason.
On the clock.
Do you know what? I'm still here for another few. But we didn't get who seconded it.
24 hours.
Unless it was 24 hours. It was at the number one goal. Sean's. This is the one from Sean.
No.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
can I get you to wait just a moment, please?
No.
Yes, no, I need to know about a motion from last month. In our minutes, it wasn't clear on the tape. We had the motion to accept the goal number one as it was shown on the screen and two other goal policies removed as our second approved goal. Andy moved it. Can anyone remember who seconded it? Our goals.
Mark did. Anyone remember different?
I thought I could maybe, but yeah, okay, that's great. Go ahead.
You moved another one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your motion.
It's so large, they're trying to figure out how to do it.